You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring Gal Gadot, Tom Hanks, and Vanessa Kirby. Our first movie is Wonder Woman 1984, and this has been given a polarized reaction from moviegoers and critics. Some of them felt it was boring, and others enjoyed it for what it was. I'm one of those people to like it for what it is. Gal Gadot is back as Wonder Woman, who deals with an ancient wishing stone that grants people's wishes. By doing so, it takes away something valuable of theirs. She wishes for the return of her old love Steve Rogers, the World War I pilot who gave his life in the first film, played by Chris Pine. The antagonists they must deal with are an oil businessman played by Pedro Pascal and a nerdy archaeologist played by Christian Wiig. Respectively, they want to better themselves, and it takes away their kindness. That's how they're evil. Directed once again by Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman 1984 has a lighthearted attitude and emotional grip. The story is not always understandable, but it does make an effective point about the power of wishes. Gadot, Pine, Wiig, and Pascal are all excellent with their intentions and commitments to their characters. I'm not a comic book expert. I just enjoy the movie for being fun on its own terms. 3.5 stars. Next up, we have News of the World, and it's the first collaboration of Tom Hanks and director Paul Greengrass since Captain Phillips. It's a western with Hanks as a Civil War vet and former printer who reads the news to various towns and must take a little girl to her only remaining relatives. The girl, played by Helena Zengel, thinks and acts like a Native American because her parents were murdered and she was abducted by the Kiowa people and lost her memories of what happened. Outside the action, the connection between the two main characters takes its delicate steps as one learns to deal with the customs of another. Hanks never ceases to amaze me, and his strengths and weaknesses bring out the best of his character, and Zengel makes an impressive American movie debut as the kid when she commits to her character with very little dialogue and more Native American behaviors. Greengrass delivers on a sentimental western with sincere emotions, a sense of spirit, and gorgeous locations. He guides the leads on the right path, and with some help from co-writer Luke Davis, they have stories to tell. 3.5 stars. And our last movie is Pieces of a Woman, and it focuses on the aftermath of stillbirths. Vanessa Kirby and Shia LaBeouf star as a couple who undergo a home birth procedure, which ends on a fatal note for the baby. Now they're suing their substitute midwife. At this point, it's undetermined who is at fault, and we all know the midwife is not evil, but we'll get to that when we get to the courtroom scene. Ellen Burstyn co-stars as Kirby's mother, who tearfully explains to her what her grandmother went through during the same procedure. Not everything gets her analysis or interest, but we do grasp the concept of how one situation impacts on another. It all depends on how drastic the turmoil is and who is responsible. Pieces of a Woman delivers with its excellent performances from Kirby, LaBeouf, and Burstyn, and their emotions are convincing on every level. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.